In studio, I've got Sharon from Bean and Leaf and her wonderful guests that are here with us in studio, Brandon and Brad Mew. And they are the story behind a magnificent coffee called Velikori Zucchini. Is that right?
Velikori Zucchini. Yes, but close.
Close. But yes, the Italian is not up to scratch. But welcome in studio, guys. It's wonderful to have you here. And obviously, coffee, I think, who doesn't go a day without a cup of coffee? That's the reality. And a good coffee is even better. And this coffee that I've just had here in studio is absolutely magnificent. It's smooth and it goes down beautifully. But I'm handing the mic right over to you, Brad. You've got to give us a bit of a background on where you guys are from, how this journey started. So take a nice deep breath and share with us today.
So I really appreciate your compliments on the coffee. Thank you very much for that. You know, we are very proud of Velikori Zucchini in the territory. We are the only coffee in South Africa to be IEI registered, certified, sorry. This is the International Espresso Institute in Italy, which serves to protect the highest quality coffee coming out of Italy. I mean, we all know that just because it's from Italy doesn't mean that it's up to that standard that they want to keep themselves to. And so the IEI came into play with that. So we are very proud to bear that certification. I think it speaks volumes. In terms of Velikori in the territory, we had our first KG land in South Africa in
Feb 2023. Wow, yes. Congratulations.
Yes, and you know, it's not too long ago. And in that time, I think we've done incredible things. We've just now very fortunately landed a redistributor in the Hoedspruit area, which we are so excited to be working with. We've had an event this morning where plenty of people came through to taste our coffee and we saw some great feedback.
Well, if you're hooking up with Bean and Leaf, you cannot go wrong.
100%.
So if you want the connections, the distribution, you know, you're in the best of hands possible.
They've definitely got the background, got the knowledge, got the skills to bring the brand to life here in South Africa, here in Hoedspruit. I do truly believe that. And in terms of back in 2023, when we decided to bring this product into South Africa, we are a father-son run company. Obviously, we get help from a few other partners in the family, but very family run.
And I must say, good looking. I thought it was older brother and younger brother. But
thank you.
But compliments, yes.
Thank you very much. You know,
as Lou and I would normally say, easy on the eye.
Easy on the eye.
It's a pity we're on the radio.
I'm taking photos, so don't worry.
Great. Back in 2023, I mean, my coffee journey started fresh out of high school, started as a coffee machine technician, and then my father had an opportunity to change lanes in his career, and he saw the possibilities that could happen with the brand in South Africa and teaming up and making it happen. And now we're excited to expand that team with Bean and Leaf. Thank you, Sharon.
Pleasure. We're really excited to have you as part of our team. And thanks for traveling all the way from Joburg, both of you.
It's you mean you're not from Italy?
Oh,
come on, guys.
No, but I'm sure Brad will give you a little bit more info on Velikori Zucchini. But the reason we chose them as an Italian partner, a coffee supplier partner, is because of the family values. And that goes right back to the factory. So we were lucky enough to come across them at Hostex, and they can tell you themselves there were a couple of Italian coffees at Hostex. They were by far the superior coffee in our eyes, and has been proven this morning again and again and again, because there was not a single person that was at our session this morning that disliked the coffee in any which way, shape or form. So I think we found the right partners. I'm very excited. And yeah, the family values is what's important to us at Bean and Leaf. As you know, we're a family-run business. Brad and Brandon are family, as well as Zucchini, and Brad can touch more on that. I think go back three generations of family. And to us, that was even more important than the coffee. It's just the values that go behind all of that.
Completely. I agree with you 100%. And not forgetting, Sharon, there are so many local owned businesses here, where it's not you're not working for a corporate, you're not working for someone else. Everyone is involved in their own business. So the more support we can give locally, the better for everyone that's staying here in
100%.
You know?
Yeah. So we try often, well, more than not, is to also support local within our own small business, as you know. So we've got little things like cookies and giant choc chip cookies, and those are all made by local bakers. We try and support as much local as possible. Yeah. But when it comes to good coffee, unfortunately...
No, I agree with you.
We got to go the international route. All the coffee that we supply in our shop is grown internationally. But yeah, as Brad said earlier, you can get a real bad coffee in Italy, as you can get a real bad coffee in South Africa. It also depends on who makes the cup of coffee. So you can get a really good cup of coffee that's spoiled by a bad barista. So all those factors play a huge role. But yeah, it's down to the starting product.
And it's, I think, the quality of the beans.
We found a winner. Mm-hmm.
So tell us, Brad, a little bit about where this factory is and the processes that they go through.
So, yeah, a bit of history on Filicori Zucchini. They've been roasting coffee since 1919, and it's over 100 years of industry experience now. So you can imagine, you know, what they bring to the table in terms of their roasting practices, in terms of their sourcing practices. I mean, they fine-tuned this. Some of our blends are over 50 years old, have not been changed in over 50 years. But to go back to their inception in 1919, it was actually Mr. Filicori and Mr. Zucchini, who had just returned from World War II back to Bologna, Italy, where they then... World War One. Apologies. My history.
Well, that's where Dad comes in. You see?
Showing your age there. Yeah, sorry. Apologies. World War One. They came back to Bologna and decided to start this humble roastery. And now we are three generations later. It's still remained in the Filicori and Zucchini family. They are very involved in the business. We hosted Luca Filicori at Hostex as well. He came and stood on the stand with us. And, yeah, it's like you say, those family values, I think they definitely do play a major role in how the business carries itself. And, you know, we've got an incredible relationship with Filicori Zucchini in Italy. And it's those relationships that we carry down through to our clients, to our distributors, through all of those networks. But, yeah, Filicori Zucchini is a proudly boutique company. They are pushing the boundaries on coffee practices. For example, our packaging is very unique. It's one of the first in the world to remove the aluminum foil from the coffee bag. Aluminum foil cannot be recycled. It's terrible for the environment. So we removed that. Not only did we keep our two-year shelf life, we got an additional year of shelf life as well.
And so you've given back in terms of recycling.
100%. So sustainability. We are the sustainable choice. We are the quality choice. And for us here in South Africa, we are also exceptionally passionate about our service. And that's something that we also punt quite hard with our clientele, with our distributors. But yeah, that is Filicori Zucchini. They are a boutique. They do separate roasting. They've got decades-long relationships with their farmers, where they source their beans. So that ensures them consistent supply, harvest on harvest. You know, Filicori Zucchini will never have to not be able to get this and have to switch it out to something else. You know, it's these steps that they've put in place that help them achieve the highest quality coffee that coffee
and
has to
offer. And have you been there?
Yes, yeah. Okay, I did do a tour of the factory in Bologna.
And what was it like for you? I mean, is it still very much, is it old school roasting, or is it they've obviously got to update themselves, you know?
They've got the latest and greatest roasting equipment, roasting technology, but saying that does not mean that they are not traditional.
Yeah.
Every part of that business is a traditional Italian coffee. It has robusta blends. So a coffee cannot be traditional Italian if it does not have blends of multiple origins and robusta as well. It can't just be 100% Arabica too. So in terms of our product, we are following a traditional route with our beans, with our recipes. But yes, the latest and greatest technology, master roasters that have been roasting for decades long. I mean, we talk about over 100 years of industry experience. That's generations of wisdom and knowledge that's passed down through not only the family, but everyone who works at that roastery in Italy.
And, you know, coffee is just, it's like, it's metaphors. It's regenerated itself completely. The coffee industry now, if you think back 20 years ago, I mean, a cup of coffee was a cup of coffee, hey? I mean, we didn't battle it out like this. And now, if you think of how it's evolved and how people want, I will stand in a queue for a good coffee.
100%. And you're finding people are actually affiliating themselves with certain brands.
Yes,
you know,
completely.
Coffee culture in South Africa is growing, and it's growing rapidly, you know. Whereas before it is cappuccinos, now we are having the orders for your macchiato, your cottaro, all these alternative drinks that aren't as common here in South Africa because people are showing that interest. You have your restaurateurs, your coffee shop owners who are also pushing that narrative of good coffee is important. And we see it growing very, very quickly. And people, like I say, they do align themselves. Yeah. I mean, coffee snobs these days.
Absolutely.
And it's amazing to see. I mean, coffee is the second largest commodity after crude oil.
Wow.
Green coffee beans. Yeah. And it's like that for a reason, you know. There's clearly a massive appreciation, and people are only appreciating it more and more.
100%. And another thing is that the younger generation, how they are drawn to coffee. I mean, when I was growing up, there was no ways I wasn't exposed to a coffee. You know, we had Moor coffee at home, and but I would never have gone to a restaurant to order coffee. My daughter's 13 now, Sophia. She loves a good coffee, or she wants a cappuccino, or it's changed. It's definitely evolved.
Yeah, I think, you know, people
youngsters
follow trends.
Are exposed. Yes,
yes. I think it's very trendy nowadays to go and get yourself a vanilla latte.
Yes.
You'll post it on your Instagrams.
Completely.
So
you're
definitely right. Trends do change and ebb and flow like that. And we are seeing it rise in coffee daily. I mean, I don't even think we've hit the peak yet.
Yeah.
Getting reels and jokes, and people are really, really delving into the world of coffee.
And how long did it take you to make a good cappuccino? You obviously go I've been on one of those courses, and I can still get it so wrong, or I can get it so right.
But
there is a bit of an art to it.
It is a craft. I mean, when we are frothing milk, for the most part, it's not an automated practice. You actually have to adjust the milk pitcher, pull the air. It's a craft, and it can be messed up, and it can be done perfectly.
What's your take on all these the patterns? On the cappuccinos.
The latte art.
Come on. So when you are eating or drinking or tasting anything in general, you taste first with the eyes.
Yeah.
So the prettier you can make it look, the better for sure. 100%.
Yeah, that's definitely the teens love to do that. Take a photo, post. Take a photo and post.
But you had asked, how long did it take me to be able to make coffee? And I had a very unique introduction into the world of coffee. I was also, when I was a youngster, I wasn't that interested. But fresh out of high school, I went and worked as a coffee machine technician.
Okay,
so that was my introduction to the industry, was understanding the technical background on brewing, extracting, grinding, the pressure profiling of the equipment before I even frothed my first cappuccino. So that was I had a unique introduction into the world of coffee, which allowed me to pick it up rather quickly when I did start frothing milk and brewing coffees.
It becomes second nature to you now, hey?
100%. I can eyeball the doses, listen to the machine.
Yes,
what can you tell me? Don't ask me that yet.
I was going to ask that because we actually had a little joke between us two.
I have a bit of a
morning.
Tremble. So, I do latte art. It just sits behind the cloud. It's a white dollop, it's a cloud.
But it all goes down to the taste of the coffee.
Of course, let's be honest.
Completely. And Sharon, in terms of distribution from your side, you've got it in store, you've got it prepackaged. You can come in. Obviously, you've got your tastings this afternoon as well. Do you have any space left?
We do have a couple.
Okay.
This morning we had a few walk-ins we had to quickly find chairs for, but we've literally got seating for probably about 30 people.
Okay.
We are pretty full, but if somebody wants to pop past, they're more than welcome to just let us know in advance so we can make sure that we do cater for them. But 24 is a manageable group.
Yeah.
It does put quite a bit of pressure, especially on Brad, because he's pulling the shots. But he did quite a good job this morning of pulling them out quite quickly.
Well done.
And from being in Leafside, it's just an interactive session. We normally, as I was saying earlier to Brandon and Brad, and when we were on our way here, we've pretty much focused our drive on the lodges. As you know, our business is wholesale and retail. But this time we've actually opened it up to the public, and it's been great. We've got a new coffee dispenser in store.
Yes, I saw that, and I love that.
And
fresh selection of coffees.
100%. So we've got 6 coffees in our dispenser. We can obviously change that up as and when. But 2 very exciting coffees that we currently got in store is a Bolivian and an Ecuadorian coffee, which are like liquid gold. Very difficult to get your hands on. So our focus today is on Velikore Zucchini. We are going to be the distributor for them, not only just to lodgers, but to the man on the street.
Wonderful.
Brad, I forget the size of the retail pack. So there's a 340 gram retail pack or a kg. We've got 3, I think, of the flavors. They've got the 3 different coffees.
Two.
Which flavors?
So the 2 flavors that we are launching to start with in the Hood Spread area is going to be Forte and Cave. These are, you know, we have 5 blends here in South Africa.
So what am I having? What am I drinking? What was I having?
Forte.
Forte, that's beautiful.
Forte is meaning strength in the Italian language. And so that does have a higher quantity of Robusta beans in that blend, whereas Cave has a lower quantity, and different origins are sourced to attain different flavor profiles. And Cave and Forte kind of tick both boxes in terms of something strong and something that is a bit more flavorful, you know, not as strong in caffeine. So we're going to start in the territory with those two blends.
And then, something that I want to highlight that Brad pointed out in our presentation this morning that is very important to know is that their coffee, you actually are using less of their coffee to yield a cup of coffee versus any other, including my own roasts at Bean and Leaf. So if you were going to go on a grammage point of view, if you work out your cost per cup, don't get frightened by the cost of the bag at $6.95 or $5.80 or whatever the case is.
Because you get more mileage out of it.
You're getting more for your money. You're getting more bang for your buck at the end of the day. That's the bottom line. And as a roaster ourselves, that is what we found is people are looking for value for money. So please don't be frightened by the price. I think, Brad, you mentioned you're getting 43 extra shots.
So we're dosing at between 7 to 7.5 grams on a single and 14 to 15 grams on a double, which allows us to get just around 142 shots out of a kg. The industry standard on dosing for coffee is 9 grams. Which yields you 111. So it's an additional 30 shots of coffee.
Fabulous.
And obviously, when you're comparing price to price, that does play a significant role in your cost price per shot. Yeah.
100%. So for all those people that are minding their pockets, and there are a lot of us at the moment, remember, when you're looking at the Italian coffee, don't be put off by price, because you are actually getting more value for money, and it is a truly fine, fine, fine coffee. You cannot get better.
Well, I can only agree with you on that. I've got velvet in a cup in front of me. But Sharon, I am so pleased to hear about this collaboration. And but you did mention something about a ripple effect in your shop. What is your ripple effect?
So this is something that we've been working on for a little while, and we weren't quite sure how we were going to go about it. It is traditionally what you would call a pay it forward or a pending coffee. We decided to take it one step further. We were originally going to just focus on Farm Watch and Town Watch, which, as you know, is a huge part of our town. Yeah. And I mean, the Town Watch and Farm Watch people keep our entire town pretty safe 24/7. And we thought was one way of giving back to them. But then we thought, you know what, there's also the guys, just a general man on the street who's having a real shitty day. Yeah. And they need to pick me up, and we want to give it back. So we are asking our clients, when you come in and buy a cup of coffee, buy another. If you come and buy a scoop of ice cream, pay for another. We've got a board in the shop. It's called the Ripple Effect. There's a little card. You can put it to a member of your family if you feel that they're in need. Tell them about it. Say, hey,
I bought Sophia, you a scoop of ice cream. Go get it.
Yeah, Sophia, I bought you a scoop of ice cream. Well done on your exam results. Go and pick it up. It's at Bean and Leaf. And she can go and look on the board, and her name will be there, and there'll be a special message that you personally write for her on that card. And it's just our little way of giving back. And it can be for anybody.
Oh, I love that idea.
Yeah, and as for as little as a cup of coffee, if you would like to leave a bag for somebody, you can go and give a gift voucher. Yeah. But for as little as 35 Rand, you can make someone's day. And that's what we're trying to do with the Ripple Effect at the shop. So please come in, have a look at the board. We started the first one, and we started small with just a scoop of ice cream. But we often get kids that come into the shop, a bunch of them, and there'll always be that one child that doesn't have money. Mm. The type of people we are, they'll never leave our shop empty-handed, but we don't want them to feel that way. So let them have a look at the board. Let them find a little message. They can pop it in their pocket and take it home. It'll just uplift them.
I love it, Sharon.
Kindness just goes a long way.
Absolutely. And but so just remember that Ripple Effect. I think it's a fabulous idea. I always love any Pay It Forward campaign. I know that we've also got one here in the studio. I was looking for something on the wall here, but I couldn't find it. But there we go. There's a Pay It Forward. There is something there that...
Bob Brian and Eric DeCero.
Yes.
It's a poem.
That's right. All of us Pay It Forward. Yes, yes. But going back to Filikori. Beautiful coffee. Brad, tell me, your distribution is from Joburg, because you live in Joburg.
Yeah.
And then from Joburg, obviously, up to here.
Yeah, so we started in the Gauteng region. Yeah. We are based in the East Rand, but servicing the entirety of Gauteng.
Online, or is it mainly...
Online, we did set up a website, which is up and running, but we are recently going to be changing it to being filikorizikini.co.za.
Okay.
You know, tighten things up a bit. We are excited to announce that launch. We are still in the process of getting that going. But yeah, so like I said, we only started bringing in the brand in Feb 2023. And since then, we've expanded through most of Gauteng. And now, Hoedspruit, which is
absolutely incredible.
And we plan on pushing down to the Cape Town region next, and, you know, bringing Filikori Zakini to all the far corners of South Africa.
Well, I know without a doubt that you will get that done. With the quality and also a bit of good looks. So,
thank you very much.
It always helps a little bit. But Sharon, we look so forward to the tasting this afternoon. And I only wish you guys absolute strength with your business. And I know that it's before you know it, you're going to be bursting at the bags and here in the hood. But Sharon, what time is your last... tasting? It's at about 2:30
this afternoon.
So there's a couple of seats left if you want to come through.
It's completely free. There's no charge. Free tasting. We're doing some of Filikori Zakini's coffees. They've got their two that we're going to be stocking, that they're showcasing. Brad pulls a mean shot. I had a cortado just before we left. I've still got the shakes. We're also then just doing a little showcase of some of the other coffee-related products that we've got available in the shop. And for anybody that's interested, but we have an Irish coffee ice cream to end off the session. So please pop along. If you haven't booked, we do have a few seats available. You're welcome to send me a WhatsApp on 072-980-7890. But we are at the shop at the Hoods, the Rhino Convention
Center.
Yeah.
And if anyone wants to order from you, Sharon, they can get hold of you at the shop, at the Rhino Convention Center, they can get hold of you on WhatsApp or on your email address.
On my email address, which is sharon@beenandleaf.co.za. We've got a Facebook page, a very active Facebook page. We've got a very active Instagram profile. Our contact details are on there.
Fantastic.
And we also have an online site, which is www.beenandleaf.co.za. Also going to, we haven't chatted yet, but we're going to maybe be adding the Velikori Zucchini range onto that site.
Fantastic.
As well. With their permission, we haven't discussed that as yet.
Okay, no pressure, guys.
No pressure. It's now live on radio. And no, I saw Brad nodding. So yeah, please pop in, come and say hi. Please. Even if you just pop in this afternoon, a little bit later, we'll be hanging around the shop for a little while afterwards. We close at 5. So even if you want to come in after we finished with the tasting session, which is about an hour to an hour and a half, depending on how interactive the crowd is. Yeah. This morning they were very interactive.
Yeah.
So yeah, please pop in, pop past. The shop's not closed. We are open for trade. Although we are doing the event, we are still trading.
Yes.
So if you want to just pop in for your regular, we're not closed.
Absolutely not closed. Well, Brandon and Brad, thank you so much for coming in studio. We look forward to just amazing sales from your side, Sharon. And I know that this is going to be a fantastic add-on to us here in the hood.
Yeah, just one last thing that I want to add is that the coffee is also, the Velikori Zucchini, I've also got a really good filter coffee.
Oh, fantastic.
So, we're not just talking about beans, or we can also grind for customers in the shop. We have got an industrial grinder in the shop, so we can grind for customers if they don't have the equipment to make their own coffee with beans.
So they can do plunge coffee.
So we can grind for them for plunge, for mocha pots, for any application you like. We can grind the coffee and reseal the bag. I mean, obviously, once the bag is opened, it's exposed to oxygen, and already you're going to use it quickly because we want you to come back and buy another one.
Of course.
But the retail bags are smaller, which is great. Quite an odd size, I must say. A third. So we have got the smaller bags, which is always a great option, because in Hoedspruit we do have a lot of non-coffee drinkers. So we'll have a couple, one drinks coffee, one drinks tea. So you don't have to buy that kilo of coffee. You can buy the smaller option, which is great. And the filter coffee is in 65 gram.
64 grams.
64.
Oh, lovely.
Okay, I always get
that. Oh, that could definitely be added onto your report.
Yeah,
perfect.
So a 64 gram little bag of coffee. We're going to be stocking that as well. Not only in just, we'll sell the single sachet, but also in a box for lodgers. And it's a great alternative. Again, using a lot less coffee per liter of water than your average coffee. We sell a filter coffee ourselves. We've got an 80 gram sachet. We use 2.2 liters of water, whereas with these it's only 64 grams of coffee, and you're using 1.5 liters of water. So you'll get that as a taster on arrival as well.
Fantastic. It sounds exciting. And I think we got to keep our eye on this one. Hey, Sharon, we've pulled another one out, that trick hat of yours. So congratulations to
all of you.
And don't forget to get your coffee. You won't be disappointed. I will definitely see you later at the coffee tasting.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you for listening. It's 4 minutes past 1 on the dot.